Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Woman to Woman. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I pray that you're having a blessed day. I pray that the Lord is blessing you in everything that you do. I pray that in spite of opposition, in spite of disappointment, in spite of anything that you may be going through on today, that you are still proclaiming the victory in Jesus. Amen. Because you know God is good and he is worthy to be praised. I'm excited. I'm excited we are here with Woman to Woman. And you know Woman to Woman is something that the Lord has dropped upon my heart to be able to come to you and talk to you, talk with you, dialogue with you about some of the issues that we have as women who are serving God, women who are endeavoring to serve the Lord with all of our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our strengths, our soul, with everything that is in us. That we want to do right, amen, and we want to serve God. So I'm here to just help us to just make that more of a reality, to deal with some of our issues. You know, everybody has issues. That's one thing that I'm finding out is that everybody has issues. If you want to know about issues, one thing that you can find that's a commonality is that we all have them, men, women, boys and girls, young and old. We all find something in life that will throw us into the midst of having an issue. Amen. Amen and praise God. And I want to go ahead and start with prayer. I want to go ahead and turn off the cell phone because we don't want the cell phone ringing, interrupting us. So let us start with prayer. Go and tell your friends. Tell somebody about Woman to Woman. Tell them that the relationship show is on. And Pastor Rebecca is going to be talking about relationships. So call somebody and tell them to tune in to Power in the Word for the Woman to Woman show, which takes place every Thursday at 12 o'clock. And just to try it out, I scheduled it for an hour today. Normally it's 45 minutes, so we'll see how that goes. I may have to bring some music in and do a music commercial every once and again. But if it gets hot, we're going to just keep on moving because we want to make sure that we're ironing out all of our relationship issues. So call somebody and tell somebody to tune in to blogtalkradio.com/power. Don't keep this a secret. Tell some people about it. You might want to tell some of those men about it too, because one thing that I find out about men is that the more that they listen to us, the more that they have an opportunity to hear us talk, the more that they will learn about us. And the Bible does tell the husband to live with his wife in full understanding. And some people, if they knew what they will find out while they're listening to Woman to Woman, if they knew some of the stuff that I'm going to talk about on today before they got married, then their marriages would be happier. Amen. So I want to encourage you to let somebody know. If they can't listen now, if you can't listen live, then there is always the archive. You can always come back and listen to the archive. Speaking of archives, last week Lady Renee was on with me, and she and I had a dialogue about marriage for 2 weeks in a row. So you want to go back 2 weeks when you get an opportunity. If you're married, especially if you married an unbeliever, or if you were a believer when you got, were not a believer when you got married, if you're married, or even if you have none of those circumstances, but you want to hear us dialogue about marriage, if you are married or looking forward to getting married, go back and listen to the last two programs. Those programs are going to make a difference in your marriage. And this program, alongside of it, is going to make a difference in your marriage and in your relationships if you are not married. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I like to start every program with prayer. Let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. You are worthy to be praised. God, there's none like you, and I magnify your name on today. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in my life for who I am and for everything that I do. I thank you, Lord, that everything that I touch shall prosper. I thank you, Lord, for success, even in this woman-to-woman segment of Power in the Word, that you will, Father God, anoint this time, Father God, that I spend with the listeners, Father God, that you will anoint this time and let me speak the words that they need to hear in truth and in spirit in order to have better relationships relationships, in order to look at themselves differently, in order to look at the people, the men that they're in relationship with differently, in order to look at their sexuality differently, in order to look at why they are with who they are in a different way through the eyes of the spirit and not of the flesh. So, Lord, I love you and I praise you and I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. I ask that you anoint this ministry, that you bless this ministry that you have ordained, and I will continually give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I lift this prayer up to you. Bless every listener, bless every caller, bless every person that will participate in this program. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with Woman to Woman. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Welcome. Thank you for listening. I'm glad you stopped in to spend some time here with us during this relationship show. Amen. And I am a pastor. Let me tell you some stuff about me. I am a pastor with my husband. We pastor a great church where the Spirit of the Lord is moving over in Elizabeth, New Jersey, New Creation Christian Ministries at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. If you're in New Jersey and don't have a church home and you're looking for a church home, I invite you to come over and worship with us. Amen. The door is open. God is moving in a mighty way, and you will be blessed. And if you are a member of a church, just see if you're active in ministry. Make sure that your pastor is okay with it, and then come on over and fellowship with us. We will be glad to see you and glad to fellowship with you. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Another thing about me is I am an author. The Lord has used me to write some books. And my first book was a relationship book. Nobody's Business is a book about Clara. Clara is a woman who counsels women at a women's crisis center. These women have issues. But Clara is having a hard time helping them because Clara has a lot of issues of her own. And have you ever tried to help somebody and to take the little splinter out of their eye, but they had this big old, you had this big old log in your own eye. Amen. Well, that was Clara, amen, and that was me when God first started using me to help people to deal with their relationships. So Clara has all of these problems. She has a good man who loves her, but she does not have what she needs to handle the love of that man. So she falls short in her own relationships, in her own relationship with Jason and her relationships with the other people in her life. And this book is a page turner. People are reading it in 48 hours. So I suggest that if you haven't read it, that you read Nobody's Business. I'm considered to be a relationship expert because I wrote that book and because I lived a lot of the things in that book. Amen. Another thing that I do, amen, is encourage. I'm an encourager, amen. So I am here as a pastor, as a relationship expert, and as an encourager, amen. That's why I do what I do, amen. And I want to encourage you on today to help me to do what I do. Buy one of my books, sow into this ministry. You can send a financial seed. Pray for me. Amen, and listen, and then tell some people about Woman to Woman. Tell some people what's going on over here at Blog Talk Radio. So that's who I am, and that's the criteria. That's all that I want to give you on today. I don't want to give you any degree information or anything like that. I don't feel it's necessary for what I do. I don't feel that it's necessary, although I do have some of that as well. I want to just let you know that I am a sister, a woman who's been through some stuff in some relationships, who's had to live through some good relationships and live through some, suffer through some bad relationships. I have counseled many women in the area of relationships. I've had to come up out of the pit of low the bar, low self-esteem, and get to the point where I like myself. So I'm here as a woman who has been sifted. Amen, sifted by the enemy, and now that I have returned because Jesus prayed for me, thank God for Jesus, now that I have returned, I have an obligation like Simon did to go back and strengthen my sisters, and that's why we're here at Woman to Woman, amen, praise God. So that was just a short commercial about what I do and why I'm here and why I do what I do. And as you're listening, I pray that God blesses you. But not only that, I pray that you can call in. And somebody out there must be waiting to call in. You can call in at any time during this program, no matter what's going on, no matter what we're talking about. The phone lines are open. If you're on the computer, you see the number is 646-652-4832. I almost want to do it like that Optimum commercial on TV. The kids love that commercial. But, you know, that's really not where I am. I can't even remember how it goes right now. But the number is 646-652-4832, and you can call in now or you can call in as we go forward with your relationship questions. And we're going to be dealing with relationships on today.
Praise God.
Praise God. And that's Lady Renee. Amen. That's Lady Renee. She's with us. Thanks for tuning in. Lady Renee has assured me that she would be here every Thursday.
Yes.
And I'm holding her to it.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. So I'm holding I'm holding you to it, Lady Renee. How are you today?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. How was your week? Are you having a good week?
Oh, I'm having a very blessed week. Praise God. Praise God. Just new revelation and insight, and just God is just doing a new thing. Praise God.
Praise God. And you know, that's good that you is. Not even strange. I don't even consider it strange that you said new revelation, because I was getting ready to ask you what's new.
You're right.
So what's new? Amen.
Yes, it's just new revelation, what God is doing in my life, what he wants to do, and, you know, just having a willingness to surrender and, you know, really, like, allow God to reposition me. Because sometimes you get into things and it's not God.
Yeah.
So just allowing him to reposition me and to so that everything can be lined up with God's purpose and not, you know, my own, you know, leaning to my own understanding, praise God.
That's a word right there. And I believe that so many of us are right there in that season where we have to move. On Monday, today is Thursday. On Tuesday, on Power in the Word, I had an interview lined up. I know that you probably saw the information with Antoinette Bennett, who's the author of Hallelujah Anyhow, and she didn't show up. So, you know, circumstances that were probably unavoidable.
Right.
So she apologized profusely for not showing up. But the Lord moved through me and had me speak a word to the listening audience. There were several people that had turned. There were many people. And I thank God for the listeners. A big shout out to our listeners, amen, of Woman to Woman and Power in the Word. But there were many people here, and the Lord had me speak that very word that we have to move. Some of us just have to move.
Yes.
And I played Julius Petty's new release, new single, which is entitled Move, and it's powerful. It's powerful. Maybe I'll play it a little bit later on today, but That song is just saying to the devil, get out of my way. You can't stop me, and you have no power in my life. And the Lord gave me a revelation that it also applies to us, that we need to move out of God's way.
Yes.
And today, some of us need to move out of some of these relationships that we're in.
Amen, amen, amen. And Pastor Rebecca, if I could, several months ago, I did a series with another brother in Christ, and one of them was cultivating a healthy relationship. And the first CD was titled The Foundation of a Healthy Relationship. And we were talking about, you know, a relationship that was purposed toward marriage from a biblical perspective. So I just want to make sure what kind of, are you just talking about relationships, period, or are you specifically talking about Christian relationships?
You know, I'm talking about relationships.
Okay.
I'm talking
okay.
about relationships, period, because okay. a lot of us, although we are Christian, we do have relationships with people who are not Christian, and
right.
I don't want to leave anybody out today, which what I'm saying is I'm not necessarily talking about man-woman relationships.
Uh-huh.
You know, that I'm going to cover. I know a lot of women out there are wondering, and that's a great question. Are we just going to be talking about man-woman relationships? I want to talk about those two, yes, relationships that are leading to marriage. Because if we're Christian, if you're a Christian woman out there and you're in a relationship, that relationship should be leading to marriage. I tell women, don't waste your time. Ask the brother, especially if you've been in a relationship for 2 years with a man, you want to ask him, what are your intentions? Amen. Yeah. What are your intentions? At that point, you should already know because you should already be talking about marriage somewhere around the third or fourth date.
Mm-hmm.
The third or fourth time that you go out to have coffee or that you decide that you want to have a little lunch after the fellowship, after church, or maybe even lunch with somebody you know on your job or something like that, and you're interested in him, he's interested in you, you want to, from the beginning, begin to establish the guidelines for that relationship. Where are we going with this?
Yes, yes.
Where are we going with that? And I also want to talk about relationships. When you came on, Lady Renee, I was talking about my main character, my friend Clara, in Nobody's Business.
Yes.
And Clara is in a relationship with a good man. She was not saved in my book. Amen. Clara, I'm not going to give the book away, but when the story opens, Clara is a regular woman having regular relationship problems.
Okay.
And she's a counselor, and she's helping other women with their relationship. Most of them are coming in with, one is in battery, her husband is beating her, another one is in a relationship, she has a low self-esteem. None of these people were saved.
Okay.
And Clara can't receive the love of Jason, who's a good man, and she's shacking up with him, and he's a good man, but she can't receive his love because he wants to marry her. She can't receive it because she has her own issues. So this is also about those people.
That sounds very interesting.
A Paige Turner. Did I say Paige Turner? I tell people, don't start reading that book at night because you won't be able to put it down.
Wow.
And it's based on real life. It's really not fiction, but it's written as fiction. Some of the parts are true, some of them are not, and the reader has to kind of figure out which parts are not. And then Clara also has problems with her relationship with her mother and her sister and her father. So, again, our relationship problems, our relationship issues don't always center around the man and the woman.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So this series that you were talking about, I know that one was between a man and a woman heading to marriage, you said?
Yes.
And where is that available on CD? Lady Renee, before we just move forward and begin to take calls, and I pray, listen, if you're out there listening, I'm praying for you. I'm praying that you will call. I'm praying that you will call because I know that there's a need for what I'm doing right now. I know that there's a need for us to be here on Woman to Woman today. And I know that there's a reason that Lady Renee committed to be here, that God has put it upon our hearts to minister to these particular areas pertaining to women. So don't let the devil stop you from calling. Pick up that phone and let me open up the chat room because some people may want to come in via the chat room.
Yes.
But pick up that phone or come into the chat room so that we can begin to address your issue. Because some people are at work and they're listening. I have a lot of people emailing me telling me that they're at work and they're listening, but they can't call.
Right.
The number is 646-652-4832. Lady Renee, tell me about your ministry. Tell the listeners about your ministry, because you have a powerful ministry, and I was privileged on last week, Friday, to come in and listen to an hour. It was a 90-minute show.
90 minutes.
And, oh, God, about breaking up those old family scripts, breaking off the scripts from the past.
Yes, yes.
Stop playing those family roles.
Yes.
And Lady Renee, that was a powerful show. So, and I want you to just really talk a little bit about your ministry and how it can help women. The women who are listening, and even some of the men who are tuned in today.
Well, Pastor Rebecca, I do not mean to be, you know, condescending or whatever, but I want to pass up that offer at this moment only because I really sense in my spirit God really wants to minister about relationships. I really truly believe that there's so many people that are listening to us even right now, and that's going to come by archive, and they're looking for answers, Pastor Rebecca. They don't even know what a healthy relationship is. When I began to do research, I mean, I could not find anything that I could, you know, that set well with my spirit, like this is a healthy relationship. So I began to really just pray and ask the, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, for direction. I'm like, I really need you to give me insight to this, because nowhere did I look were they able to really define it, you know, what a healthy relationship is. So I think that until you're able to truly know and be able to identify what and define what a healthy relationship is, you will, you know, it's kind of hard because it will always be somewhat elusive to you. So, I mean, because this is an area that even in the lives of Christians as well as, you know, unsaved people, you know, we're being defeated. And I believe that you cannot defeat anything that you, you know, you're unaware of. So I just, you know, I'm just sensing in my spirit that, you know, we just need to focus on the show right now. And maybe if we have time at the end, I could let people know, you know, how they can contact me, if that's all right with you.
Amen. I am, believe it or not, I am so totally focus right now on what we're doing here. And I believe the reason that I wanted to introduce what you do is because I believe that is crucial to this topic.
Oh, praise.
So, amen. So we're going to move right past it. But for
yes.
those who are listening, just jot down blogtalkradio.com/sisterempoweringsisters. Amen. And when you get some time, go on over there and listen to some of the stuff that Lady Renee puts out there. Because I believe that God uses the church. He uses the gifts
yes.
that he imparts within the body to
yes.
do the work.
Yes.
And not one of us, not one platform is going to be able to provide all of the answers.
Yes.
So now with that out of the way, let's move on and talk about some of these relationships. And Lady Renee, yeah, I mean, wonderful, wonderful point about not having healthy relationships. And I was talking earlier about some of the relationships that we as women allow ourselves to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I entitled this program The Relationship Show today is because I went to a funeral on yesterday, and on the day before yesterday I was at the home of my sister. We have different fathers.
Okay.
Hallelujah. But my sister buried her mother. And my prayers go out to Chrissy Morris Jackson, who is my sister, and I love her, and I thank God for her being in my life. But I was at her home, and I was talking to, two things happened. There was a girl who came in, one of her cousins came in, and Chrissy's uncle was there, Akbar Muhammad was there. And we were talking, and the brother says, they were watching Why Did I Get Married on television. And there was a line where Janet Jackson was telling the women, just tell the men how you feel. She was telling her friends, she was a relationship expert,
right.
And she was telling her friends, stop playing games in your relationship, but just tell the men how you feel. And they said, what? How do we do that? And she said, just like you are talking to me. And the brother shook his head, and he was like, no, wait a minute, this is brainwashing.
Mm-hmm.
They're brainwashing men. We this is not for the women. This is for the guys. They're trying to trap us. And the girl said, well, it's for me. I hate all men right now.
Mm.
And I immediately gave her my information and asked her to call me and to listen to Woman to Woman. And so that's why I'm talking about relationships. And this guy, Akbar, who's a Muslim brother, and I and my husband went into a great dialogue about relationships, a great dialogue about relationships, and he started out on the bad foot. He eventually got on the right foot when he realized who he was talking to, not that we were pastors, but
right.
that we were Christians and that we had the wisdom of God, because
Amen.
God gives you wisdom. But he began to make sense, but it still hadn't sunk into him that he was not supposed to be taken advantage of the women that he's in relationship with. Mm-hmm. He says that every woman makes a choice whether or not she gets into a relationship with a brother who's no good for her.
Mm-hmm.
He says every woman has the right to make a choice. She is making a choice on why she is in relationship with the person that she's in relationship with. So he says even though he may not have the right intentions for that woman, she has the choice not to be in relationship with him. And that is so true, because so many of us keep moving forward to go into a relationship that we know is no good for us.
Exactly.
And I, as I said, that we do have a caller on the line, and I don't call, I want to welcome you to Power in the Word, Woman to Woman.
Thank you. I had my phone on mute for a minute. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca. God bless you.
God bless you. Prophetess Lalisa?
Yes.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Welcome to Women to Women. You're on the air. And I was just talking about the conversation I had with the gentleman about him being in a relationship. He said he will have fun with all of the wrong ones until he finds the right one. And I was saying to him that that's not right. And he said it is a choice, that women make a choice to be in these relationships, and that they have as much of a choice not to be in relationship with him, knowing that he's not serious, as they do to be in relationship with him. And I want to know, what's the deal with us as women that we continue to go into relationship with men who we know are no good for us?
Well, one thing, if I might say, it's about our foundation and whatever usually is familiar to us. A lot of times, you know, when you didn't, if you're not free on the inside, you're carrying around baggage from your past ever since you was a child. So therefore, a lot of times, the way your family structure was, you know, if you've experienced, like I said, a stepfather or even a biological father, you know, being a certain way toward your mom, you know, then as much as while you were growing up you despised that, you would tend to gravitate toward men later on in life that would be just like that, only because it's familiar, because
mm-hmm.
it's a subconscious thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I found. I found that, you know, you would push away everything that would be good for you. In other words, because it wasn't familiar. This thing is a subconscious thing. And so, therefore, you can't understand why you just are not attracted to the kind of man that's going to speak to you, you know, with respect, but you are gravitating toward the ones that do not have respect for you. And a lot of times, you know, it has to do with you needing to be healed on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you actually pick people that's going to affirm and confirm to you that, you know, whatever those inner scripts are, that I don't measure up, that, you know, I don't deserve anyone to love me, or all men are dogs. Well, those are the kind that you will continue to attract, because what you deeply believe on the inside.
Lalisa?
Yep, sorry about that. I had it on mute.
Amen. You have anything to add to that? I know you're listening in, so I just want to hear your voice.
Oh, bless.
Are you on the internet as well, or are you just on the phone?
I'm trying to get on the internet, but my computer doesn't seem to be working properly.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get on. But you know what? It's just funny, this morning I was listening to, not by choice, but I was forced to listen to the Steve Harvey show on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he gives relationship advice.
Mm.
He was giving advice. I guess he does that as a comedy thing, but somebody could listen and think it's serious. And he was talking to a young man that was saying the same thing. You know, he's sleeping around with this person and that person, and you know, Steve Harvey was saying that, you know, he gives his advice in the end. So, as I was listening to that, I was thinking, wow, is this where people are getting their advice from?
Wow,
is this where they're learning? Because he was like, he didn't verbally say I'm condoning it, but the fact that you're even talking about it and just mm-hmm. somewhat not reprimanding, mm-hmm. you're even just saying, okay, well, this guy is sleeping around and has a baby's mama, and then the baby's mama's pregnant again, yet he has a girlfriend. I'm telling the girlfriend, you just have to accept you knew what he, whatever. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I think that absolutely people are getting their, even if they were brought up in the home sometimes with different background information, then they go out there on their own and they're still learning sometimes the incorrect way,
yes.
in a relationship. But I thank God for what you're doing, Pastor Rebecca.
Amen. Praise God. He put this upon my heart because as you two are talking, I'm listening, and something inside of me is still screaming because you know what, Prophetess Lalisa and Lady Renee, the thing about it is a lot of people get the knowledge and have the knowledge, and they know that it's because of something that went wrong, and they hear the word of healing, but they keep going down that same path. There are a lot of Christian women,
mm-hmm.
you know, who are supposed to be new creations, who are new creations in Christ, because the word says they're
yes.
new creations in
yes.
Christ, but the behavior is old, mm-hmm. and they haven't broken out of the script, and that's the thing, and for me even, I know I speak from experience a lot in my life, and I know for me, for a long time, that it was the fact of the matter that I still wasn't half believing the word, that I was worthy of the love of a good man. Amen.
Yes, that's right.
But I wanted to just say, you know what, it's in reference to the Steve Harvey thing, not to cut you off, I just have to get this in, is that it is some of it is some of this teaching because, guess what, this same man is going to be hosting one of the biggest gospel shows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Been such a confusing message. I don't understand how any girl gets it right, or guy for that matter.
Yeah.
And especially even in the church.
Mm.
Yeah.
Whoever is the head, in church-wise, of the biggest gospel event that's on television where the masses of people are going to see it, how you could choose Steve Harvey, and I swear I have nothing against this man.
I know, I understand.
How can
that.
Steve Harvey, and we as Christian people condone it, a lot of Christians love Steve Harvey.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I hear he's turned his life around. I don't
yes.
know too much about what.
No, it's not about turning your life around. This man is on the radio.
Mm.
Your daughter, it's okay for her to be somebody's baby mama.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm there. I got you. I just caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yes. Life around. I wouldn't care how many plays he makes or movies about God ain't finished with me yet.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's right.
I ain't finished with Pastor Rebecca, but Pastor Rebecca got enough sense to get on the airwaves and tell women you don't have to let your body be used by
you. Amen. And did you hear that, women? The prophetess Lalisa said you don't have to let your body be used by any man. As a matter of fact, that's the most precious gift that you can reserve and hold for your wedding night, for your husband.
People are not going to do it if we keep condoning.
That's right.
Like Steve Harvey, who is speaking with us forked tongue. On Gospel Today, or whatever that TV show that's about to hit BET, one of the biggest gospel shows in the country.
Wow.
He is the leader of that show, I mean, in terms of the MC. He's going to run that show, trust me.
Yes.
He's going to be up there talking all that nonsense. Christians are sitting there listening to it, and he becomes the authority, and this man, they tune into him on Monday through Friday morning, and on there, it is okay for you to be somebody's baby mama, or even to be having sex, because the people that he never said once, and I was listening, not by choice, but I'm riding in this little...
Yeah.
He never said that, well, you shouldn't be sleeping with the guy anyway.
The devil is a liar. My God.
He's telling the guy, you in the wrong place for thinking her sex is whack. That was his exact words.
That's what he said.
Yes, because the guy was writing him saying, my girlfriend's sex is whack, so I went back and started dating my baby's mama, and now my baby mama is 5 months pregnant. And I don't know how to do something. How do I tell? Whatever. That was his dilemma. So he's writing to Steve Harvey, help me out of this dilemma. Steve never used Christ. He never used God. He never used any biblical interpretation. All he was talking about was how you wrong for thinking your girlfriend's sex is whack.
Wow.
Girlfriend, why would you date a guy who thinks your sex is whack?
Now, why would you even be having sex with him?
No, listen, he never said nothing like that. Give me a break.
Well, tell me, is this a Christian show?
No.
Oh, it's Steve Harvey who's supposed to be changed. What's changed about that?
Okay, so this was on a secular station?
On BLS, every morning Steve Harvey is on BLS.
Okay, so he's camouflaging.
Thank you. And these are pouring dollars after him, even the gospel people. That's my point.
Yeah, because he draws the crowd. Listen,
exactly.
Ladies, we have another caller on the air, and I want to just give this person the opportunity to speak. I don't know if they're calling in on their lunch break, but we don't want you to hang up. Area code 414, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman, the Relationship Show.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Rebecca. It's me, Dana.
Hi, Dana. Good morning. Good afternoon. God bless you.
God bless you also. Just go ahead. Let the spirit move on that that prophetess. Just keep going because she's right. I have to say this. I I'm at work, so I'll just say this real quickly and let you guys keep going. But she is right. The world is saying so much. And this person who's supposed to be a changed person is really not getting the light out for these women in the world. We one thing I have been saying in the past couple of weeks, whether it be about relationships, whether it be about our children, whatever it be about, we as Christians have to outshine the world.
Oh, yeah.
The only way to outshine the world is to, one, know our word, and, two, be have a one-on-one connection with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Because when we open our mouth, it has to be different than what the world is saying. There is no reason why we're telling a single person or even a person that's in on the brink of divorce in their marriage that it's okay to be having promiscuous sex, mm-hmm. that it's okay to do things that are not according to the word of God. So she's right, and I was just listening. I came in late, mm-hmm. but I thought I'd come in because I don't ever get a chance to call in. But, yeah, just keep going. Let the spirit move, and whatever you need to say, say it, because right about now we are at a point where we cannot shut up.
Yeah.
No matter where we are, no matter where we live, no matter where we work, no matter what we do, we are in a place where we cannot shut up, and we cannot allow for the world to make us shut up.
Amen. 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 And that's the problem. We're compromising. The church is compromising. We want to be coaches. We want to be life coaches. And that's one thing. But you make sure that you're a biblical life coach.
Amen.
You make sure that you're doing according to the guidelines of the Bible. If we're supposed to represent Christ, we're supposed to represent Christ. And I did not know. Thank you so much, Prophetess LaLisa, for telling me that Steve Harvey is on BLS, because I didn't know he was on BLS, and I sure did not know that he was giving this type of relationship advice without Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Without Christ, you cannot sit in both worlds.
Mm-mm.
You can't sit in both worlds.
And I said, you know what? Because I do not listen to him in my car ever. Even when I went to the event in New York, when Steve Harvey hit the room, I left.
Mm.
My God.
As the choir came on, I came back.
Mm.
Now, the event had, that was the Circle of Sisters. He was their main target pull.
Mm.
But he's on BLS anyway.
Mm.
All right. They say, oh, Steve Harvey's on. I know so many Christians listen to him, it ain't even funny.
Mm.
A woman in my church, a doctor, and she's got all this and been in church all these years. She actually saw me do my radio show, blah, blah, blah. She goes, oh, I'm going to get you on the Steve Harvey show.
You were not impressed, were you?
No. It ain't even about being impressed. My point is this. Listen, if I go in to battle the devil, all I'm going to do is ask God what to say.
Oh, so you will go, huh?
Oh, no. I need to, because I challenge people like him and that Michael Bates.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
I knew it was coming. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I'm not for all that. I have nothing against Steve Harvey. You could be the biggest sinner you want. I could care less who you tell to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Don't stand up there and act like you are a Christian.
Yes,
at the gospel world,
yes,
giving you the number one position,
mm-hmm.
say, I'm about gospel. I'm like, how stupid can we be? As
Christians?
You know how many Christians tell me they listen to Steve Harvey in the morning?
Yeah, and Michael Basin at night.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, come on. You opening and closing, and you're on your way to work. And you
Yeah.
Oh, my. And on your way home. What?
And they call, and you know the thing about, like you said, we have nothing against either one of these gentlemen other than the fact that they are misleading the people of God. But Michael never professed to be Christian, but Steve Harvey has. That's the difference between the two.
Yes.
That's the difference between the two. And Christians, women, a lot of women are getting relationship advice from the Michael Basin show.
Yes.
And we're being told, even as Christians, that it's okay to be the freak of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to be in threesomes. And it's okay to have a man, to be on the down low. You're somebody's secret lover, you know. And the devil is a liar. That's why we have to do a relationship show.
Yes, and we That's have to know the word for ourselves.
Yeah, because I was like, how come I had to listen to that this morning?
Happened
to be taking the bus, and normally that lady doesn't always turn on that radio.
Mm.
Some days she plays jazz music.
Mm-hmm.
Some days she plays gospel. Some days she plays rock and roll.
Mm.
This morning, she just so happened to have Steve Harvey on, and the thing is, he's talking to this 22-year-old boy. The letter is from it, because I know he does this. I believe this is what he does in the morning.
Mm.
So he's reading his boys. He's like being like a Miss Dear Abby.
Mm-hmm.
He's there at. He said, "You know, yeah, you want to ask Steve Harvey? I'll tell you what to do."
Okay, so he's playing.
Yeah, you should never be. Like you said, and then his advice to the girl, the advice to the guy was, you know, you still just trying to run all these games on people. Never told him that how he was wrong and erring in his ways and nothing.
And that's exactly what I was talking about. The man that I was talking, he wasn't a young man. He was at least in his late, early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
The man that I was talking to was saying that it's okay for a man to have fun with the wrong ones while he's waiting for the right one to come along. And he even joked about virgins and wanting to get with virgins. And I want to talk to the virgins out there. If you're still a virgin, that's nothing to be ashamed of. That's something to be proud of, the fact that you are holding out, especially the young girls, that you're holding out for your husband. And how about for those born-again virgins? When God gave us back our virtue, when we became saved, hold out for the right one. And even Christian men will try to pressure you to have sex. That's another thing that we have to be conscious of, not bashing men, but saying that we as women have to be strong in our stance to say we are sold out for Christ.
Amen.
And that we're going to do things God's way. But I just really want to talk a little bit more about women who are being misled and who are listening to these advice shows from these men who are giving them all the wrong advice, and then who are having their ear inclined to hear the lies that are being whispered into their ears by the men that they allow to take up the space in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about single women right now. And the phone lines are still open, 646-652-4832. Lalisa, Prophetess Lalisa does Hour of Truth on Fridays on Harvest Radio. So wherever you are on Fridays at 1:30, you can listen to her. And let me tell you something, her show is no joke. HarvestRadio.net at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's who we have on the line with us. And she's passionate about this because we do this out of our own hearts. We minister to the people of God, and we do it because God has called us to do it, but we do it in spirit and in truth, and we're not playing with people's lives. Too many Christians are going by the wayside. Too many Christians are losing their way. Too many young girls are losing their virginity, and their whole lives are going down the drain because nobody is standing up and telling the truth.
Amen. Amen.
I have your memo ready right up, soon after lunch. It should be on your desk. I'm fine.
Yeah. So I don't know if any of you ladies have anything to add to that, or if you have anything else to say as we move forward. Make sure you're not listening to the devil. We want to talk about that. Not that Steve Harvey's the devil, but
right,
the devil can use anybody to speak. He used the snake in the garden to speak to Eve.
Amen.
So we have to make sure that we're not listening to the devil. And listen, let's talk about that low self-esteem, you know, because that's really what's going on. A lot of women just have low self-esteem. That's what Lady Renee was saying. And a lot of women don't think that they're worthy of the love of a good man, so they keep settling for the lesser man.
Yes, yes, yes. And I think also, Pastor Rebecca, the only person that can heal you is God. And it's like, and he can only do that if you let him. You have to get into the Word of God and get to know the Word of God for yourself and develop a personal relationship with him. And even as you are in the Word, you have to meditate that Word and let that Word really get inside of you, because it contains the power to change your subconscious and everything else that has happened in your past. But it is a process.
It is a process.
It is a process. And just for one moment, just like the Steve Harvey, if I'm not mistaken, Steve Harvey just had some kind of run-in, if I could say that, with God, where it's like someone came into his life. I mean, I heard his little testimony one day, and I was really moved, because someone came in his life. It's as though God sent a man in his life that would plant a seed. And so the way that I heard Steve Harvey, it's like he's a babe in Christ, and maybe we need to be praying for him because of the influence that he has. In other words, God can turn around and use that for his glory. But we need to be praying because of the fact that he's not where he needs to be. So I think that we need to be praying for the Steve Harveys and even the Michael Baysdens as Christians, because it says whatever authorities that they, you know, not that he's someone in authority.
Yes, he is.
He is.
Anytime that they would invite him to lead the gospel show versus calling Liston Page, or you, for that matter.
Yes, yes, I understand.
Or me, amen.
Right, amen. But
amen. So he is. He does have a position.
American Airlines has contributed about. See, I do a little bit of research into the black marketing. So I'm not talking off the top of my head. This is not out of. I'm very passionate, but it's not out of emotion. It's not. This isn't emotionalism.
Right. Amen. Amen.
So these are hardcore facts. This is data I could get. The black market is trying to reach us. And they have given this man about American Airlines, for one, has invested about, I don't know how many millions, into promoting Steve Harvey. Why do you think they got all these beautiful posters everywhere? And for those of you who are in business, no, posters aren't free.
Right, exactly.
And they got all beautiful posters and whatnot to show him, to make him look like the authority on the black America.
Wow.
And I'm not. And so
more we need to pray for him.
Yes, we need to pray. And it's the design of the enemy put him even to go. So now he gets both markets, the gospel market and the secular market.
And do you see why the prophetess is really, and I'm upset too now that I know the facts. You know, when you think about it, it's the deception. It's the deception. It's not even that he's intense. I don't even know his heart. Only God knows our heart. Amen. Only God knows our hearts. That's why. And I haven't had a discussion with him, so I really don't know the agenda. But what I can say is this. We cannot continually just go into a prayer closet and close ourselves in. Yeah, we have to pray. But we also have to open our mouths and begin to speak out against the apparent injustices that are invading Christendom. You know, we have to begin to say, look, this isn't right. It just isn't right for you to be in the pulpit on Sunday and in adultery on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that's not for Steve Harvey. That's some of these other leaders out there that are hitting the headlines. Somebody needs to stand up and say, it's just not right. It's just not right. Amen. And we have another caller, 718 area code. You're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word, Woman to Woman.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you? I'm blessed. How are you today?
I'm good. How you doing?
This is a man.
Yes.
God bless you. Welcome. What's going on? Have you been listening to the show?
No, I'm just tuning in, but I have a question.
Okay.
Not really a question. It's like a situation and a question.
Okay.
I've been with my wife for maybe like 5 years now, and you know, when we first started, we had a good
Hello.
Okay, I guess he got a little nervous. Amen. Or that was, you know, whatever, but if it's God, he'll call back. Caller, you were disconnected. So, and you know, God will do that, because sometimes I'm doing my programs and men will call in, and I've had men who are not saved call in and just try to be crazy. But I pray. We have a prayer. We have a covering. My husband covers this ministry, and there's a covering over here. But, caller, if you can get back in and your question is something that we can help you with, we would be glad to help you with that. But that's the thing that we were talking about before that caller came on. We have to be on our spiritual guard, because the thing about it is, too many Christians, and we're talking about Christian women on this show, but too many Christians are falling by the wayside because, A, they're not reading the Bible. And Lady Renee, I believe that there is power in the Word. That's why that's the name of my show, Power in the Word. I also, however, know that some baby Christians, new Christians, people who are newborn in Christ, don't necessarily have the discipline to go forward and read the Bible. Amen?
So
what are we going to say to those people who don't have the discipline? Some people, the Bible puts them to sleep. So now what do we say to those people who don't have that discipline to be in their Bible every day, or they're just new, they're just saved, and they're in relationships, and they're in all of the bad relationships? What's the remedy for those people?
Well, you know, in all honesty, I can just share how I got started. First of all, no man is going to come to God except the Spirit of God is going to draw that person. And when God begins to draw you, you will come and he will accept you right where you are. In other words, I remember, no, I could not just get in the Bible like that. So what happens is God will begin to just do certain things. Maybe I would get a devotional and it would be like through the, you know, just maybe like that's a 5-minute reading. And this is really what worked for me. And just in that, you know, when I got up or when I decided to go through that to that devotional and read it that day, God would begin to meet me right there. And then he would be the one that began to increase my hunger for his word. And he began to increase the time that I would spend. Say I started off spending 10 minutes with God. That 10 minutes would increase. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Over a period of time. But God himself, just by you making the effort, because remember, you can't even come to him by yourself. His spirit is drawing you. So just by you making the effort to just pick up, say, a devotional or to even read one scripture, like one, not even a chapter, but maybe some verses in a chapter, God will meet you right there, and his anointing will be present to help you to progress in your spiritual walk, but you have to allow him in. That's all.
Amen.
You know, that's all. Amen?
Amen.
Now, that's the only thing that I could say. I don't have any other.
Let me add something. I want to add something, because when I got saved, that was just a mess. I tell you, this is Pastor Rebecca, and when I got saved, that was a mess. I didn't want to be saved, and some people say, well, you know, God gives you free choice. I was out there in the world doing my thing, and I was having a good time. And I'm just telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I was having a good time getting drunk and then being in a relationship. I wasn't having a good time in my relationship. I was in a relationship with this rich guy who was from Africa, who wanted to take me back to Africa and let me be his first wife. And we were going to pick out his concubines, and he was going to have 2 or 3 wives. And, you know, all of this stuff was going on in my life at the time. And I had been in a lot of bad relationships prior to that. But God sent a man into a bar one night to evangelize me and take me to church. And I started going to church with this man. I believe that it was the Spirit of the Lord that drew me, because nothing else could have gotten me to church. And when I did get there, and it was the night for me to get saved, that Holy Spirit picked me up and took me down to the altar. God took me to the altar. And the only thing that helped me was the renewing of my mind. It wasn't necessarily that I picked up a Bible, because I didn't start reading the Bible on a consistent basis for years.
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple of years at least. But it was going to church,
mm-hmm.
a good church where the word of God was being preached and it was a relevant word.
Yes.
So that's my advice, to go to church, not out of habit, not because somebody told you you have to go to church, but to go to church because God has a better quality of life for you. That's why he saved you. That's why he drew you. That's why you're listening to this program today, because God does have a better quality of life for you, and it does not include some man that just wants to use you and use your body for his pleasure and not commit to you and make you what you already are, which is a good thing, intended to be a wife and not somebody's baby's mama. Amen. I was watching Maury, like Prophetess Lalisa. I was at my sister's house waiting to go to the funeral, and there was an 12-year-old girl there being tested with a 13-year-old boy who she hoped was her baby daddy. And this girl had gotten pregnant when she was 11, and the boy was 12. What is wrong with that picture where our kids are having sex and nobody is speaking out and saying, don't do that, baby. Don't have sex. Abstinence is the key for many reasons. One, because when you connect with that person, one, because you're too young, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, too young, and you have no business doing that. That, two, because it's for marriage. Three, because you're connecting spiritually with that person, and it's hard to break that spiritual connection once it's formed. Four, so you could get pregnant. Five, you could get AIDS and die. Six, you're better than that. You're better than that. So somebody needs to be speaking out and saying in plain English, don't do it, baby. Don't do it. Don't do it. You have to save yourself for the best man. not the groom, not the best man of the groom, but the best man that God has already reserved for you. Amen. Somebody needs to speak out, even for those who are not saved, women out there. I was out, like I said, I wasn't having fun in my relationships, counting condoms and stuff.
But Pastor, it's, you know what? I just have to interject this thought. It's just, but when the people who want to speak out, know to speak out, are shut down. I'm a woman that don't have children.
Okay.
And I'm going to speak out about sex before marriage and sex without love, even if you know, marry.
That's good.
Love. Just marrying folk because you needy and somebody told you you needed to get a man, whatever. Mm-hmm. Here I'm willing to speak out about this. Do you know who my major opposers are?
Mm-hmm.
Christian women. Do you hear me? Hear me. Christian mothers, that makes me sick to my stomach. Christian woman in the church, know the scriptures, can quote them backwards and forwards, tote their Bible. When I'm ready to say to their 16-year-old daughter about a relationship and about dating, oh, no, honey, they want to push that child away. You don't need to talk to my child. You don't. I've had it in my face. Now, luckily, I have the boldness of Christ. I'm not going to stop speaking.
That's right.
Because I care more about your child than you do. Because all you care about is when she get pregnant, how you going to be running around trying to not feel guilty.
Or trying to get her an abortion.
Or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
And we know
there.
That's not of God.
You didn't want to stand up because you're too afraid. Most women I found, you're too afraid that she's going to say, but you did it. You're too afraid to say, but you did it. Because you know, she know your story. That you would step around when you were 12 and 13. Now, I'm not saying this is everybody, but I'm just telling you what I've found and what I've seen because I've been trying to speak out about it.
Well, don't you stop speaking, and I know that you won't because I know that you're bolder than I am. And that's why Prophetess Lalisa is one of my role models, and I just love her because whatever the Lord tells her to do, she does. And she's bold enough to speak out against some of the stuff that a lot of us will kind of tiptoe around. I'm too nice in a lot of situations, but that's my style. You know,
yes.
Joyce Meyer has her style. I have my style. Prophetess has her style. Lady Renee has her style. But God is going to, as I was telling Lady Renee earlier in the gift when I was talking about her program, God is going to use all of our gifts collectively. And I want to welcome Parabliss Ministries, who's been listening on the board. I want to welcome you to Women also. But God's going to use all of us collectively to do this work. But we have to do it in spirit and in truth. Whatever God is giving you in your heart, that's what you're going to have to bring forth for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So before we go, we have 3 minutes remaining. But Prophetess Lalisa, you keep talking. I tell you, you keep talking. And again, she has a powerful show on Harvest Radio, right on the internet. It's also on Land Radio. What is it, 1070?
AM.
AM. 1070 AM if you're in the New Jersey area. She's also getting ready to be syndicated, so it's going to be in a lot of different states as well.
God.
And also is on the internet, harvestradio.net. At 1:30 p.m. for 1 hour, Hour of Truth with Prophetess Lalisa Williams on Fridays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you want to tune in. And also Lady Renee has Sister Empowering Sisters right here on Block Talk Radio. Also she has She Speaks Life. So both of these women that are on this program, and even Dana Neal, who was here, has a Christian Business Owners talk show on Talk Shoe. And I believe her show was on Monday night. I don't have that information. And Dana's not on the board anymore. But what I'm saying is it's not about promoting ourselves. It's about promoting the truth.
Amen.
And it's about promoting the power that's to be found in the Word of God.
Amen.
So I want to thank everybody for tuning in this last minute. I just want to ask my guest, Lady Renee, and then Prophetess Lalisa Williams, if you have any closing remarks for our listeners.
Just God bless you all, and just, you know, I pray that you would really hear in from your heart what is being said and begin to ask God and invite him into your life to help you to carry out these things, because it's almost impossible to turn around by yourself. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to say great show. Thank God. I know it was timely for me to hear that message today. And tune in. This is my first time tuning in to your show at 12. Normally I'm on my way to work.
Yes.
So I know it was for such a time as this, but God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Well, the Lord used all of you who called in on today, and I can't do this without help. You know, God told me I would do this, and he told me that women would call in and that we would be able to build each other up, because iron really does sharpen iron, and we have to be able to talk about some of the stuff that people are not talking about. And like I said, Prophetess Lalisa is one of my role models, and she does this every week, and Lady Renee is another woman that I've grown to respect, and she is out here too. And whatever gift God has given you, you go ahead and do what God has called you to do, because there's a need for it. There's a need. And pray for Steve Harvey and Michael Baisden.
Yes.
Pray that the Lord will use them for his glory, amen, and that they will turn and be totally sold out to the Lord. So that's the end of today's ministry program. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you just have to believe in your heart and confess with your lips that he is Lord, and you have to have a real repentance for the way that you're living life now, and you too can be saved. Email me, and I'll tell you some more about that. My email is powerintheword1@yahoo.com. In the meantime, remember to make the most out of every single opportunity, and remember, my sister, that God loves you, and so do we here at Woman to Woman. Peace. God bless you, sisters. Have a blessed day.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Good night. God bless
yes,
everybody.
God bless you.
Yes.
Oh, she's gone.